You may or may not be among the estimated 140 million Americans who plan to watch the Eagles and the Patriots in the Super Bowl tomorrow. Even if you're not, you'll understand there's considerable interest in the halftime show after last year's infamous wardrobe malfunction. The National Football League is doing all it can to avoid a repeat tomorrow in Jacksonville, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
To recap, last year's halftime show featured a bump and grind performance by Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake. It ended with the rip scene around the world. Officially called a wardrobe malfunction, conspiracy theorists said it was a well-planned flash of Janet Jackson's right breast. Accident or not, it generated over 500,000 complaints to the FCC, prompted a congressional hearing, and some say started a debate in this country over culture and moral values that ultimately influenced a presidential election. For a shell-shocked NFL, cleaning up the mess meant first and foremost reclaiming the halftime show. Edgy was out, safe was in. At a packed press conference this week in Jacksonville, the NFL introduced Sir Paul McCartney, the white knight of this year's halftime show. The irony, as one reporter put it, was that 40 years ago, McCartney and the Beatles were considered by some to be part of society's moral decay. Now, he's being held up as the restoration of family values.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I had a slight inkling, you know, when they invited me to do this, that there might be something like that attached to it. That's okay, though. You know, that's all right for me. It's still a great honor to do it, you know, and I think, you know, they have an idea I might not have a wardrobe malfunction.
Paul.
And I can safely tell you I won't. Because we're going to play naked.
McCartney's cheeky comment drew tight smiles from the NFL, which one official said has been very aggressively involved in overseeing all aspects of the halftime show. With Sir Paul, they don't really have to worry, although it's pretty much a lock he won't be playing Why Don't We Do It in the Road. Phil Garacio is head of marketing for the NFL.
Some of what happened last year at the Super Bowl was politicized, but I feel that because, in essence, this is America's sports, fans have a right to expect appropriate entertainment when they're watching a football game with their family.
The league reportedly was unable to convince Fox TV to include a several-second broadcast delay of the halftime show, but the network did change the name of its popular program leading into the Super Bowl. The Best Damn Sports Show period now will be the Best Darn Super Bowl Roadshow period. All this begs the question, are we perhaps over-inflating the significance of the Super Bowl spectacle? David Hill is head of Fox Sports.
No. The Super Bowl is a unique world phenomenon. It has become America's unofficial holiday. It is the most watched television event in the year, and it obviously has major, major impact. The Super Bowl transcends sports.
As image makers try to scrub up this transcendent event, we should note the brushes can't reach everywhere. Last night, a pre-Super Bowl crowd packed Caesar's Gentlemen's Club in Jacksonville, where men with clothes ogled women without clothes. Many of the dancers, said manager Joe Serafini, were from out of town.
They're working in their clubs in whatever town they're in, and they set aside this time of the year, and they know they're going to go to wherever the Super Bowl is going to be.
For every NFL-sponsored Habitat for Humanity event at the Super Bowl, there are advertisements for parties like Leather and Laces, featuring a bevy of centerfolds. Nudity and sex and partying are as much a part of the event as the halftime show. But even strip club manager Joe Serafini says it's not hypocritical of the NFL to want to sanitize what it controls.
It's a whole different situation when we turn to what's on television. I have an 8-year-old son. Thank God he wasn't watching it last year, because I didn't want to have to turn around and to explain to him what happened. That is the family part of the Super Bowl. So yes, it's two different worlds.
The theme of this year's halftime show is building bridges. The NFL hopes it effectively burns the bridge to last year's event. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Jacksonville.